Well, God is good. We're going to get started. Good time. Good worship service. That's what we needed, that good worship service. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for this opportunity to minister to these, your people today. I thank you that revelation knowledge is flowing freely, unhindered, unrestricted by satanic forces or demonic hindrances, Lord. Lord, I ask that you think through my mind, speak to my vocal cords. You know the needs of these, your people today, not I. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are going to continue what we started on Thursday night for our Bibles, our fellowship. We're going to talk about Faith Made Simple, part two. In this second part of Faith Made Simple, you will discover how faith operates in your life or in the life of a believer. Faith is not complicated. It is simple trust in God's love and his word, you know, basically his promises. So that's what faith is. It's a simple trust. So I'll be explaining how faith works, how it differs from fear, and what faith is not. You will also see that trust is the very fabric of what makes your faith whole and unshakable. These truths will help you walk in confidence, overcome fear, and rest in God's promises with assurance. Amen? Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at three sections here. We're going to look at section one, how faith works. We're going to look at section two, the difference between faith and fear. And section three, what faith is not. All right, let's get on into this. Glory be to God. So, I already said that. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Section one, how faith works. Section one, how faith works. And this is entitled The Operation of Faith. But we want to look at the operation of faith. So, section one, how faith works. Faith works by your knowledge of God's love for you. Your knowledge of God's love for you. So if you don't believe or know, this is key, know that God loves you, your faith will not work. This came as one day I asked the Lord. I just asked him a question. I said, Lord, how does faith work? You know, I've heard people teach on faith, but I wanted to know, you know, Lord, you tell me how faith works. And so when I asked him that question, he revealed to me that faith works by my knowledge of his love. Okay? For me. For me. You know, and I stress this because when I heard about people teaching faith and faith works by love, it was all about me working in love, walking in love. And if I don't walk in love, then God's not going to love me back. And if I don't love people, God's not. And that was the wrong way to teach it. It began to be me working real hard to love people. And I couldn't do it. So he began to point out particular scriptures to help me gain understanding. And all I'm sharing now with you is the things he's taught me. Alrighty? So he began to teach or share with me particular scriptures that helped me gain understanding. It started in Galatians 5 and 6, where it says, faith worketh by love. I read that and I was like, wow. So as I read it, the Holy Spirit interjected, faith works by your knowledge of God's love for you. So I was just reading the Bible I was reading it and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And that's what he'll do for you. He will speak to you when you're reading the Holy Scriptures. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people don't know that. You know, you start reading the Bible with a heart to understand what Jesus has done for you and who he is and how much God loves you. Words will jump off that page and be like, whoa, 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 where'd that come from? Because it came from you reading the Bible because you really want to know the Lord and understand. So he shared that with me. So he said, faith works by your knowledge of God's love. Next. So then he verse 10 continues. It says, in this is love. As I continue to read, it says, in this is love. Not that God loved, that we love God. And I'm actually in John, so I want to go back because I didn't finish what I was saying there. So he started telling me that in the book of Galatians 6, it says, where faith worketh by love. And so again, as I read, the Holy Spirit interjected, faith works by the knowledge of love. So it kind of jumped off the page at me. And then he took me to this next scripture here. Forgive me, I don't mean to jump all the slides around. He took me to verse 10 in 1 John 4:10. And it changed my life. It says, in this is love, not that we love God, but that we love, that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. So I read that. I said, whoa, let's go back. In this is love. This is God's love. Read what it's saying. In this is love. Not that we love God. I didn't love God. And now, a lot of people will be like, well, you got to love God. No, you don't understand. It is God's responsibility to love me first. Just like in the natural, it is a parent's responsibility to love their child first. So if nobody puts love in your love bank, you're going to be empty and void. And so because of the way I grew up, I didn't have very many people putting love in my love bank, because the devil was trying to destroy me from day one when I was born. And that's the same with a lot of people. The enemy is working hard to destroy you and to keep you from the knowledge of God's love for you. So he brings a lot of problems in your life. So God works overtime to try to get you to understand that he loves you. That's why he says, with loving kindness, I draw you. Yeah. Glory to God. Do you get what that is saying? With loving kindness, he draws us to himself. So as I begin to see that, I said, wow, that's awesome. So I continued on, you know, with section one, we're going to continue on how faith works. He then showed me the scriptures that really, the scripture that really grabbed my heart's attention. And listen to the way I'm saying this, because it did. It grabbed my heart's attention. And it says, and we have known and believed. That right there got me. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoa. Have you known? See, that's a past tense. Known is past tense. And believed. Whoa, God, wait, hold up here. What am I missing? I didn't know you loved me, and I definitely didn't believe it. What's going on in my life here? And you know, I went to church. I heard a lot of church stuff, you know, join the church and serve and be active in the church. So God will bless you. See, stuff like that, you're in the works and don't even know it. It seems like you're supposed to go to a local assembly, but it's a product of your knowledge that God loves you and you've joined his family in heaven, and you have a unique place here on the earth to fellowship with a group of people so that y'all can fulfill his divine purpose and plan. The number one thing that God really wants to do in our life is he wants to procure his love upon us.
Amen.
And as that love dwells on the inside of us and shines on the inside of us and comes out of us, that light of love will attract other people to his love.
Amen.
So it's not so much us trying to love people. It's abiding in his love, and that love comes out of us, and it just flows from us and oozes from us. Why? Because we're connected to his love. We connected to the vine, which is Jesus, which is the manifested love of God. So he says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. This was absolutely powerful for me. He emphasized to me, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. He says, you need to know and believe it. Well, how do I get to know and believe it? When he starts doing things for you. See, God's a spirit. And so he starts doing things from the heavenlies that causes miracle working power in the earth. And when it starts happening for you, you go, oh, that was God. I didn't do that.
Amen.
And that's God showing you love. You know, he loves you. See, you're trying to use your faith to try to get God to bless you, when you got to understand he's already blessed you. You use your faith to trust that he's already blessed you. You use your faith to trust that he already loves you. Glory to God. You can't earn the love of God. He loves you because God is love. All righty. And he goes on. He says, we must both know and believe. The key is not only to know it, but to believe it. Believe what? That God loves you. So now back to Galatians 5:6, for faith worketh by your knowledge of God's love for you. So you wonder why a lot of people won't come to church and they don't want to believe in God. Because the enemy has worked overtime to create problems in their lives for them to believe that God don't love them.
Yeah.
That's why it's important for a mature saint to stay abiding in the love and know how to let that love flow out to other people. And a lot of times you just got to, you got to sow love prayers for people. You got to bind the works of the enemy so that God can get in and show that person that he loves them. I said, so that God can show that person that he loves them. So that was for mature people. That's what your prayer is for. That's what your intercession is for. That they'll come to know that God loves them and give their heart to God. Mm-hmm. People been through things in life. A lot of people went through things in life and they don't want to hear nothing about God. Why do you think a lot of churches have empty seats? Because people are, you know, don't believe. And a lot of people got material resources. They got jobs and houses. They're satisfied. I'm going to die one day. You know, they're satisfied, but they're going to go to hell if they don't receive Jesus Christ, because he don't got nowhere to send nobody if they won't receive Jesus in their life. But it's God's love. Jesus is the manifested love of God. All right. So as we come to know God loves us, we abide in that love. I'm going to say that again. As we come to know that God loves us, we abide in that love. Yes, I hear that, Holy Spirit. You got to be careful that you're not abiding in manipulation. See, a lot of people in churches will manipulate people to stay in the seats. And it's not really true godly love. It's false love because, you know, you're trying to carouse people. But they never get to know their Savior. They never get to know the love,
yeah,
the lover of their soul. You understand what I'm saying? They have a relationship with their church, but they don't have a relationship with their Savior. It's good teaching. This stuff people need to hear. Because everything changes when you really get a relationship with him and you move from religion to relationship. All righty. So then we can have faith in his blessings. Let me read that again. As we come to know that God loves us, we abide in that love. Then we can have faith in him to bless us, help us, and take care of us. Why? Why do we have that faith now? It's very simple. Because that's what loves do. Love loves. Love takes care of. Love protects. Love helps. And so it begins to be easy to give your life to Jesus and lay down your life and give it to God. Why? Because you understand that God's desire is to lavish his love upon you and take care of you and help you in every area of your life. All righty. Moving on to part two. I'm sorry. Continue with section one. God is love, and because he loves us, he performs his word for us. This is important. You don't have to work to get God to perform his word. He's going to do it automatically. You just have to receive the grace of his love, his goodness. So God is love, and because he loves us, he performs his word for us. Yes, he will do it. Yes, he will heal your body. Yes, he will get you out of a financial jam that you in. Glory to God. You got to get this. Why? Because he loves you. Religion that tell you got to suffer through that problem.
Come on.
No, you ain't got to suffer through your financial mistakes. Hey, I'm going to tell you that again. You ain't got to suffer through your financial mistakes. God got a way. He'll cancel that bill. You know, the government people was upset because the government started canceling student debts, student loans. And was religious people. Well, I never. We serve a debt-canceling God, goofnagles. Glory to God. I mean, come on. What were you upset because they canceled their... They, you know, mine got canceled. Glory to God. All right, let me move on. Because he loves you, he will heal you. So what parent wants to see their child suffering? There's not a parent want to see their, come on. And God likes himself as a father.
Amen.
You understand? So this is very simple truth, y'all. This is very simple truth. You know, you got to go to school to complicate this. I'm preaching this way for real, because man, I was struggling trying to earn and didn't know it, trying to earn my place in God and people accepting me and my man, go, man. No, you got to go to school to complicate the simplicity. What, man, I ain't gonna get this done today. I'm gonna tell you now, I'm gonna have to come back. Because I hear the anointing on me. You know, what, Forrest Gump. You know, I might not be a smart man, but I do know what love is. Glory to God. And God shouldn't have said he was a God of love. Because once I found that out, now that don't mean you can do anything. That don't mean you can have a relationship with two men and two women. That's perversion. That ain't love. I can love a man and not want to have sex with him. That's disgusting. That's a, see, there's boundaries of love, and that's called perversion. I don't care how you fix it up. It's called perversion. That ain't love. That's perversion. Let's move on. Now, I ain't scared of saying it. That ain't love. It's perversion. Call it what it is. It's perversion. It's sickness. And you got evil spirits that has shaping your heart and mind to feel that way and to think that way and do something that is not even natural. It's not natural. Well, I love them. I got men that I love too. But it ain't natural to have sex with them. All right, let's move to the next. Faith is powered by love. Our faith is powered by love. Love is revealed in Jesus. So it's the love that's revealed in Jesus. So to know and believe that God loves you is to unlock the strength of your faith. How do you stand strong? God loves me and he will not put me to shame. He will not disappoint me or put me to shame. Why? Because he loves me.
Amen.
Faith is not a force you must muster up. It is the confident trust that flows when you are persuaded of God's love. You get that? Let me read this to you again. Faith is not force you must muster up. It is the confident trust that flows when you are persuaded that God loves of God's love for you. The more you see Jesus as the manifested love of God, let me say this. The more you see Jesus as the manifested love of God, the more your faith is strengthened. Faith is not fragile when it is rooted in love, the knowledge of God's love for you. Because love is eternal, unchanging, and unfailing. It's the very nature of God. He's against sin because sin hurts you and hurts others. It ain't rocket science. It ain't rocket science. God wants you to have children. God created sex in man and a woman, but he created in the boundaries of a marriage. Why? So that no one will get hurt.
Amen.
It's simple. But we all make mistakes. And the grace is there to fix it and to help you because he is a God of love. When you are convinced of God's love, faith ceases to be a struggle. Mm-hmm. You understand? It is because it becomes a natural response to his goodness. It's an automatic response out of our spirit because we were created to be loved. I said that. We were created to be loved by God. I'm say it again. We were created to be loved by God. And when we all connect to the love of God, we naturally love one another. We accept each other's differences because we understand that our differences is based on the uniqueness of God. He created us all different to be unique and precious to himself. Racism is people that don't believe or know that God loves them just like he loves everybody. They're insecure. Why? Because their security is not in God's love for them. So they got to try to be better than someone else. I'll suppress someone else. I call them star-belly sneeches. You're a star-belly sneech. And you're upset or you think you're better because these sneeches don't have stars on their belly. Anyway, everybody trying to do cosmetic surgery, getting new stars. You know what I'm saying? You remember the sneeches Dr. Seuss. That was my favorite one. All righty. So this is why the enemy keeps us, fight so hard to keep us from believing. This is why the enemy fights so hard to keep believers uncertain about God's love. If he can cloud your heart with doubt, he can weaken your faith. Mm-hmm. You understand? So how do I get my faith? You got to anchor it in the fact that God loves me. And when you start believing that, he's already made a way for me, your faith starts getting stronger.
Yeah.
Just by saying that. But when you know and believe that the love God has for you, your faith becomes unstoppable. You rest in his promises, you accept his blessings, and you walk in his peace. Faith is not about striving. It's about abiding in his love. Say it again. Faith is not about striving. It's about abiding in his love. Amen. And because love never fails, your faith will not fail when it is anchored in the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. People say, why you just read that off of there? Because the anointing is released from my spirit when I speak. You understand? That's the way it works. There's an anointing being released that's changing your life as you hear the voice, because you got to give God's word voice. Oh, glory to God. The word is voice activated when you are speaking from a heart of faith. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying? The word is voice activated when you're speaking from a heart of faith. No faith, you can speak the word, but it's not being activated with the creative power of God until you are speaking that word from a heart of faith. Woo! Glory to God. I didn't know we were going to talk about that today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Section 2. I've been here 19 minutes. Thank you, Lord. Section 2, the difference between faith and fear. The difference between faith and fear. Y'all being blessed? Y'all, okay. To my surprise, the Lord helped me realize that both faith and fear are acts of what we believe. It's a result of what we believe. So faith is believing something bad is going. Fear is believing something bad is going to happen. You believe in the worst. You're worried. You can say, "Why?" That's what you believe. And you're releasing that when you fear. Fear is a spirit just like faith is a spirit. It's being released from your heart. It's a law of faith. What you believe will begin to happen in your life. I've heard people say, you know, and talk about, like, there's some people that said, you know, I won't live beyond, you know, 40 years old. And they've been saying it all their life. And you know what? Showing up, they turn 40, they dead. Why? Because they've been believing that. Where'd that come from? It's sold in their heart. And so that's what they believe. You get what I'm saying? I'll never succeed at this. See, you're releasing your faith because that's what you believe in your heart. So as a man thinketh is a result of what they believe about themselves in their heart. So if you believe the negative, it's just a matter of time for it to manifest. It gives the devil permission to do that in your life. All righty. Faith is believing something good is going on. All right, is going to happen. Something good is going on. Something good going to happen. What's that? God love me. He working right now behind the scenes, causing things to happen for me. His word is working in me, through me, and around me. Why? Because he loved me. All around, everywhere I look, your love is all around. Hey, all around. You got to say, all around, everywhere I look, your love is all around. Amen. Hey, glory to God, man. We might have to do that praise song. Yeah, glory. Faith works by your knowledge of God's love for you. Fear works by your lack of knowledge of God's love for you. I remember back when I was a little kid, and there was this PBS special that came on, and they they showed these little monkeys. Somebody gonna be called a monkey? No, I like monkeys, but they would show these little monkeys. And they showed them how they reacted when they didn't experience the love of their mother. I'll never forget. It just stuck. And it fascinated me. I was like a little kid glued to it. And the Holy Spirit just brought it to my attention. That's why I'm sharing it. Not in my notes. You see, that's how the Spirit moves. He'll bring things to you to minister to people. So these little monkeys, They had three monkeys, and one was with their mother, and it was playful, jumping around, you know. It didn't have all bunch of fear. If it got worried, it'd run back to mama, and then it'd go back. Then they had this other monkey. They had this little mother monkey, like a padded monkey. It just sat there, and it looked like, you know, it was their mother, but it didn't. It wasn't animated, and so it would go and hug it and stuff like that for comfort, you know. So that monkey, you know, would go around, but you could still see the unsureness of it. It still wasn't developed healthy in love. And then they had this one where it was, oh man, it hurt my heart. They had this little steel wire thing just sitting there, and the monkey just was shaking and shivering, and it was like it was deprived of the love of their mother. And you could see the different development stages of those three monkeys. It's the same way with us. Even in the natural, when a child has not been connected to their parents, you'll see how they feel different about themselves. A healthy parent is important to raising healthy children. So a child that didn't have a parent, it doesn't matter. You know, and I remember when I was in school, in high school, or school, I would see people with their parents and stuff. You know, my mom and dad wasn't there for me. You know, and there was nothing I could do about it. And you could see the love and the interaction they were getting. So I had to grow up without true love from my blood parents and all of my blood family. So you got to understand, when the Bible says he's a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless, he means that. And so there's a deeper love that he'll give someone like me, because this thing was serious for me. So when I talk about faith and love, I'm serious. I was mad at God. But see, as you give your life to Jesus, he will become that mother to the brothers and father to the fathers. And you're like, well, how can you have faith to do this? Because I know he loves me. I know it in my heart. One of the first scriptures I learned when I was growing up was, Jesus loves me, this I know. It wasn't a scripture, but a song. For the Bible tells me so. When I went through my medical experience, that song started raising up in my spirit. So I had a real spiritual encounter with the Lord. So that's why I have changed so much. Because one of the things I was like, God, I'm mad at you. I ain't going back and preaching nothing. And so he just started, it's been 3 years now, he just started giving me this download, showing me so much stuff in the Word. And I've been holding it, but now it's time to talk about it a little bit. Where are we going, Lord? Love, getting connected to the love vine is important. See? So as you get connected to the Lord, where's the love vine? Down on the inside of you. He'll start talking to you, and you'll start knowing that, man, I serve a God that loves me. And so when you know that God loves you, you can do great exploits for the Lord, because that's the source of your faith. You got to be anchored knowing that he loves you. All righty. All right, let's move on to the next one here. So the word says there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. See, fear has torment. The enemy torments people with fear. There's people that have mental illness. They're tormented because they have fear. So you got to get all the fear out. Well, how do you get all the fear out? You got to abide in him, and he will flush the fear out of you. I'm going to say it again. He will flush the fear out of you as you get connected to him and understand that he loves me, and read the Bible from a relationship mind and not a religious mind. I haven't taught on that yet. When he releases me to teach on it, it's going to be powerful. I don't read the Bible from a religious mindset. I read the Bible from a relationship mindset. Lord, you love me. And I know that everything you tell me not to do is for my well-being. You understand this? So it's not difficult when you look at it from that vantage point or that position. No, God loves me, and he wants the best for me. By the grace of God, that me and my wife don't have, I don't have, you know, children by other women, and she don't have children by other men. So I don't know what that means. I personally couldn't have dealt with it. I didn't want it. Bro, Larry, why is your family together? I wanted my family. Do you understand? I fought for my family. I fought. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to lose my wife and children. I used to hear people say, you know, they get mad. Well, I want that man owned up to his responsibilities. And I would say it clear as crystal to them. They'd be like, man, I ain't never heard anybody be that bold. But this is what I said to him. I said, because he didn't want no children, he wanted sex. You can't expect a man to honor his responsibilities when he only wanted sex. You got to want children to take care of children. All right, enough of that. So there's no fear. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So see what I'm saying? It casts out fear. The love of God will cast the fear out of you. The acronym of fear, we've heard this, is false evidence appearing real. The false evidence that appeared real was that I wasn't told how much God loves me when I went to church. I wasn't rooted in him loving me. I was being taught how wrong I was and all the wrong things I was doing. Well, I came to church for help. If I could do it, what do you think I'm here for, Reverend? No, Reverend was trying to groom me to wear a collar and to be religious and say to speak well religiously. See, I've been there. That's why I talk like that. And it didn't work for me. Well, maybe you ain't called. What? Because I didn't speak well? Because I wasn't as intellectually, you know, I'm a very simple, basic guy. You know. But I'm being honest. I wasn't being groomed to meet my Jesus. I was being groomed to be a church member. And as long as you're a good church member, you save. That's not true. That's not true. There's a lot of people that look good in church and do all the right things. But man, behind the closed doors, God knows what they're doing. And they know what they're doing. And it's not till they hear the truth that they break down and say, you know what, man, I ain't met Jesus. I never met my Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trying to help people here, man. Honesty sets you free.
Amen.
And I ain't against other people. I ain't against other churches. I want everybody to walk in harmony. But you got to start pointing people to their Savior and stop all this psychoanalytical. All right, let's move on. Junk that people preach. Told you I'm passionate about this. Difference is you know, I'm cool now. Teach this thing so you understand it, doggone it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Y'all understand what I'm saying? This is what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is not denial of reality. To walk by faith and not by sight is to walk by the knowledge that God loves you, and you don't see how he's going to bring it to pass, but you trust and bank on, he got me. He gonna make a way. Praise the Lord. And when you're living right for real and you serious about God and practicing your righteousness, they can't put no condemnation on you. When you know what you're doing behind the closed doors is godly, hey, no devil in hell can mess with you. So faith is not denial of reality. It is confidence in a greater reality. What's that? God's love and his word to manifest it in your life. Glory to God. Walking by faith means trusting God's love for us over the problem. Say that again. Walking by faith means trusting God's love for us over the problem. What's that? God gonna fix this thing. God gonna come through for me. Knowing that nothing will separate us from the love, his love, according to his word. Look what it says here in Romans 8:38-39. It says, for I am persuaded, you got to be persuaded, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come shall be able to separate us. Did you see that? Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is where? Where is the love of God? In your church. It says in Jesus. Now, if Jesus is in your church, then love is going to be in you if you get connected to Jesus. Because you are the church. But the love of God is in Jesus. So all this fake love and this fake, oh, I love you. Get on out of that fake mess out of my face, man. You're just trying to show like you love people. Get on some way. Get on away from me. I love you too. But you ain't got to be fake with it. See, you love me, but you don't love me for my unique personality. You loving me to try to change me to be what you think I should be. No, God loves me. That's why he gave me the personality he gave me. That's what the Lord had to teach me that. And you got to understand, your personality, God gave it to you. He don't change your personality. He changes your character, your integrity, your love, your God, he changes you into be a godly person, but he cannot, your man, listen, your personality is like a fingerprint. There's nobody like you. Can't nobody be like Brother Larry, and I can't be like you. But the enemy used to deal with me in that area, because I'm trying to change my personality for people, to try to win people to the church. But when I stop, our guy had to get me. Look, be Brother Larry. You don't like it? Leave. Glory to God. Because everybody ain't going to like you. Praise the Lord. And you got to be all right with that. I am. Praise the Lord. Fear says, what if? Faith says, God will. Big difference. Fear imagines defeat. Faith expects victory. In fact, it only sees God coming through for him. In fact, it's like, for us, I think it's like a kid watching fireworks. God gonna come through like a fireworks display. You in the midst of a problem. Like now, we was like, where are people going from? I don't know where they're gonna come from, but I'm gonna watch and see how God gonna do this. Huh? What you looking for here? I want something amazing.
Hallelujah.
And we get to go to heaven and watch God perform fireworks for eternity. What God gonna be like? Wow. Jesus, that was awesome. Jesus is gonna go. Watch this. Go ahead. Ah, whoa! Why you do that, God? I can't tell you that. That's what makes me God. Yeah. Glory to God. All right, you gotta have fun, man. You gotta have fun. Fear says, oh yeah, we read that, didn't we? Fear magnifies the problem. Faith magnifies the promise. That was powerful. Fear magnifies the problem. Well, man, you know, the doctor said this. Yeah, and yeah, I got to take this. Oh, shut up. Faith says, by his stripes I was healed. He has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Glory to God. With long life, I will what? Satisfy you and show you my salvation. Glory to God. See, that's magnifying the word of God, which is the promise. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't care what medicine you take. You ain't taking the medicine of the word. You need to get away from me, because that's weeds trying to get in my heart.
Yeah.
Take your medicine and say, Lord, thank you, I'm healed. Go back to the doctor and say, you know, you don't need this no more. I know, he healed me. Praise the Lord. You ain't telling me nothing that I ain't already knew. It's just, just me. You had to catch up with it. Praise the Lord. Where we at? 35. Y'all getting something today? Praise the Lord. Y'all gonna go? Praise the Lord. All right, let's look. So, fear paralyzes, faith propels. That's powerful. Fear paralyzes you. Faith keeps you moving forward. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody never gonna show up, man. Faith keeps you moving forward. Yeah, they will. God don't lie. Before the world was founded, he's ordained the people to be here. Just keep preaching about Jesus and watch him show up. He said, just keep preaching about Jesus and watch him show up. Because you start hearing a good word about Jesus that get in your heart, you're going to be like, well, what, man, he's teaching a good message over there. I think I'm going to visit one day. See the way that work. Let's move on. When we choose faith over fear, we are not ignorant of the storms. See that? We know there's storms in life. Why? Because the devil is trying to stop you from, trying to separate you from God's love. Mm-hmm. We are trusting the one who calms the storm. You get what I'm saying? We're trusting the one that comes. So where are you at? In here. Peace, be still. And he will crush the enemy under your feet shortly.
Amen.
That's how you make that story. You say, peace, be still. We are not dying. We are not denying the mountain. We are believing the one who moves the mountain. Jesus said, speak to your mountain and they shall move. Why? Because he said they would. You got to be obedient. Just say it. I command this sickness and disease to move out my body. Man, glory to God. y'all gonna have to learn how to have some Forrest Gump faith. You know, Forrest Gump had some faith. The drill sergeant told him to put that rifle together. Dang, Nabbit Gump, why you put that rifle together so fast? Because you told me to, drill sergeant. You start obeying Jesus, who is your drill sergeant. Dang, Nabbit, Larry, why does that mountain move? Because you told me to speak to it, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You going to be a general one day. Oh, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
You got to get some Forrest Gump faith, baby. You got to get some Forrest Gump faith. I got Forrest Gump faith. Because Jesus said so. Praise the Lord. All righty. Where we at? Huh? Faith is not blind optimism. It is anchored in blind optimism. You being optimistic, but you ain't got no word in sight. You ain't got a word in sight. See, the word, BW talking about that. See, it's a fight after your sight. It's as far as you can see in the word. You got to see what the word is saying. They ain't got a word in sight. They're just optimistic. God gonna heal me. Where your word? You got a word in sight? Now the word in sight. God gonna prosper me. You ain't got a seed in the ground. Woo! They're pretty good, Holy Ghost. He clowning today. He clowning today. Faith is not blind optimism. It is anchored in the unshakable truth of God's love for us and will perform his word for us. Amen. All right, remember, faith and fear are both rooted in belief. Faith believes the goodness of God. Fear believes the lies of the enemy, the devil. The difference is whether we know and trust God's love in the midst of life's challenges. You got to trust God's love in the midst of life challenges. Fear loses its grip when love is believed. Faith thrives when love is embraced. We walk by faith. To walk by faith is to trust God's word and his love above every circumstance. When you choose to trust over fear, that's key word. When you choose, we're going to talk about this more in a minute. When you choose to trust over fear, you step into the reality that nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's a choice. It's an act of your will. I choose to believe the love of God over all circumstances and situations in life. That's contrary to what Jesus has done for me. Glory to God. I believe. The difference between faith and fear, still section 2, fear cannot stand in the presence of perfect love. It whispers lies, magnifies problems. It paints pictures of defeat, but love silences its voice. Love reminds us that God is for us, not against us. Love assures us that his promises are true, even when circumstances shout otherwise. Love anchors us in the truth that we are his children, glory to God, and he will never abandon us. Faith is not in the absence of challenges. It is the confidence that God's love is greater than every challenge. When you embrace his love, faith rises naturally. It is no longer a struggle to believe, because love convinces your heart. It convinces your heart that God will do what he said. He has said, love transforms faith from effort, get this, to rest, from striving into trusting. Praise the Lord. To walk by faith is to walk in the assurance of God's love surrounds you, sustains you, secures you. It is to look beyond what you see and feel and to rest in what he has spoken. It is to declare, I will trust him even here, even now. When you choose trust over fear, you step into that unshakable reality of nothing. No trials, no failures, no enemy can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Love is the atmosphere of faith. And in that atmosphere, fear loses all power. What? In the atmosphere of his love. Glory to God. Section 3. Faith is not believing things into existence. This is section 3, is what faith is not. I thought faith was about my ability to believe it into existence. And I know some people say, well, no, I didn't believe that. Well, I did. I didn't know I did, but it was subconsciously that God had to show me. I didn't think I was doing that. But no, you're trying to believe my word into existence. That is not faith. That's works. I can't make another man make good on his word. You can't make God, you know what I'm saying? I can't produce God's word. Only God can make his word good in my life. You get what I'm saying? All right. Faith is trusting God to perform his word for you. Not you performing his word for him. This is powerful. Not you perform. Now, you do what he asked you to do, but you're not performing his word. You're being obedient to what he told you to do. You're being obedient to his word. And when you be obedient to his word, he produces his word are the results of what his word said you would get for being obedient. Glory to God. Faith is not about human willpower, mental strength, or intellectual ability. It is about believing from the heart in the power of the word of God. I'm going to say that again. It is about believing from the heart in the power of God's word. God upholds all things by the power of his word, the word of his power. It's called word power. 30. BW taught that. Faith is not something that brags about or boasts in. You have seen people say, my faith did it. My faith did it. You got faith preachers that say, my faith did it. Now, I'm a preacher of faith in Jesus. Yes, I preach faith in Jesus. I preach faith in Jesus because faith must be in someone or something. My faith is in Jesus and the word of God. So I preach faith in that. But I don't preach faith in my faith. I simply tell people I'm trusting God. And when you trust, you got to override fear. While at the same time, they're boasting on their accomplishments. That is not faith at all. True faith is humble. Faith is not a product of human effort. It is a product of God's grace. This is powerful. I'm going to say that again. It is not a product of human effort. It is a product of God's grace. Why? Because when you are weak, he is strong. Faith is believing for something you can't do in your own ability. I don't have the education to do what God has shown me he wants to do through this ministry. I don't know enough people for God to do what he said he wants to do in this thing. I ain't got the gift of gab. I ain't got all that. All I got is trust. And that's what you're going to have to do to reach what God has desired for your life. You're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to trust him. The people of old trusted him to do the impossible.
Amen.
And it's just simple trusting. God, I'm trusting you on this. I'm out here on the limb and I'm trusting. People laughing at me and looking and jeering. They just looking and staring to see if something's going to happen. I can't make it happen. That's your job, God.
Amen.
Come on, I ain't stupid. You looking and seeing. Looking and seeing and seeing and looking. What's going on? What's going on? Did God really call him? Am I teaching about Jesus?
Yes, you are.
Well then. The devil ain't going to call nobody to teach about Jesus.
Nope.
You better know that. You really, you know. Faith is God doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. We humbly say, I trust him. My faith is simple trust. And yes, I had to fight the good fight of faith. What I'm talking about? I'm talking about faith is not prideful. But you do say, I had to trust him.
Yeah.
And it ain't always easy. See, you ain't in faith if you ain't never had tears run down your faith trusting him. Go and say, Lord God, this boy, whoo, glory to God. Oh, God, I hope you show up. Now you're in faith because you trust him. You trust him with all every, you're just wrapping the word around you and just holding on. I had to fight the good fight of faith and resist doubt and fear. That's fighting the good fight of faith. To fight the good fight of faith is to resist doubt and fear. But even in that, he helped me. Even in me doing it, he still had to help me. He had to help me. Give me a little bit. Oh, yeah, I was about to quit. The word declares, whenever I'm afraid, look what it says. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust. That's in Psalms 56:3. You see that? When am I will trust. So you override, see the scriptures? You override fear with trust. And you got to have a scripture that you're going to trust him on. I'm trusting this word, Lord. I'm trusting your word on this, Lord. All I got is your word on this thing. Faith is not self-glory. It is God's glory revealed in our dependence on him. Ooh, glory, get this. Man, this don't make you happy, man. I don't think you're saved. You understand what I'm saying? Look, faith is not self-glory. It is God's glory revealed in our dependence on him. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're dependent on his grace. We're grace dependent. Glory to God. Woo! The word also declares, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. What are you seeking him for? I'm seeking you, Father God, for the promises that Jesus provided for me through his blood. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're in the new covenant, not the old covenant. So I'm believing in the new covenant promises of what Jesus has done for me. Glory to God. To please God, it is not to impress him with our effort. He ain't impressed with our effort. It is to allow him. Look at this. It is to allow him. It is to allow him to bless us with what Jesus has already done for us. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Glory to God. Faith opens the door to receive. Remember, I told you that. I got to get this done. Unbelief closes the door and hinders God from blessing us with the provisions of Jesus. Look at how I'm writing this. With the provisions of Jesus. Trust is the very fabric of faith. You overcome fear with trust. Faith says, Lord, I trust. I trust it is so. I trust it is so. What? According to your word. According to the word. Faith rests in his love, his promises, and his finished work in Christ Jesus. That's what faith does. Again, I want to talk about trust, the fabric of faith. Faith is not about boasting in our strength. It's about resting in his. I'm preaching good today, man. I'm preaching good today. Boy, y'all missing some good stuff. You got to be up under the sound of this anointing. Glory to God. It's not about force. It's not about forcing outcomes. It's about trusting God's word and his love. When you stop striving and start trusting, faith becomes simple. Glory to God. Pure and powerful. True faith says, Lord, I trust it is so. And in that trust, God is pleased to release his blessings. Jesus is the blessing. He releases what Jesus has done for you because you trust in it. I don't see Jesus. I just believe in Jesus. I don't see how God's going to do it. I just believe he's going to do it based on what Jesus has done for me. Trust is the fabric of faith. Again, without trust, faith unravels. Trust is the essence of that completes faith, the thread that holds it together. You overcome fear with trust because trust anchors your heart in God's love, even when circumstances scream otherwise. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm gonna move on to this. I want to finish this up. I want to share this final takeaway. Just going to run through these again to finish up. In section one, how faith works. This is what I want you to take away. This is what we learned. Faith works by knowing and believing that God, believing the love that God has for us. The more you grow in the revelation of his love, the more natural or effortless faith becomes. Faith is not something you strain to produce. It flows from relationship, not performance. Oh, that's powerful. It flows from relationship, not performance. When you are convinced of God's love, faith becomes powerful, steady, and unstoppable. So what do you got to do? You got to get rooted in the knowledge of his love for you. In section two, the difference between faith and fear. This is what fear. I want you to take this away today with you. Both faith and fear are forms of belief. Always remember that. So what side of the coin are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the head or the tail? He says you will be the head and not the tail. Focus on the head side of that coin. Faith believes what God says. Fear believes what the enemy says. Fear loses its power when you trust God's love for you. Perfect love casts out fear, making room for faith to operate freely. Just flushes it out. Get that word on how much God loves you. When trust is present, fear cannot dominate, and faith rises strong. Last thing here. In section 3, I want you to take this away. Faith is not human effort. This is so important. Faith is not human effort. You do the natural things necessary of continue to live right and live godly. Listen to the Holy Spirit and he'll lead and guide you and tell you the things he needs you to do so he can bless you. Glory to God. That's good stuff. To believe the word into existence. It's not to believe the word, our mental toughness. That's not what faith is. Faith is not about boasting, striving, or trying to impress God. I should have added here, and people. Some people, you're trying to impress people with your faith. Man, gone somewhere. You ain't in faith. True faith is humble dependence on God's grace. That's true faith. It's humble dependence on God's grace. Faith rests in what God has done, not what we can do. Last thing, faith relies on God to accomplish what we cannot do ourselves. And that's where grace kicks in. Praise God. Well, this teaching comes out of a collection that I have and teachings called the Mustard Seed Collection. I've added two more books there yesterday. What would I just put in there? Tell Hell No, Volume 1, the original, which is good stuff. I don't know when he's going to release me to preach it and teach it. I don't know what we're doing here. Well, I do know what we're doing. I guess I'm going to teach, preach it. But it's something that was in my. Anyway, let's wrap up here. In our website, we're preparing a lot of resources to try to help people. I'm sharing the things that God's put in my spirit. I've held on for years. So we're just releasing it so that people can understand what God has really deposited in my spirit. And I know it's going to help people. Amen. Let's close. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to share this word with your people today. I pray that this word travels far and wide, Father God, so that the people that need to hear it, hears it. I bind every demonical activity and influence. I would try to stop them from hearing it, distract them from listening, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, find the local church you're supposed to be in. If you're looking for a church home, hey, this may be the fellowship for you. Just come on out and visit sometime. Love you. Talk to you soon.